This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is Miriam Sheriff, and she has a brand new book called The Deep, A Tale Beyond the Waves. Miriam, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How is everything going?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. And thanks so much for coming on. I know you are all the way in, where are you? You're all the way in Saudi Arabia, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, thank you for calling in here in the United States, all the way over from there. How's it going over there, by the way? What's the latest over there?
Well, the weather is, it's already summer. So
perfect.
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult now, but I'm using the AC most of the time. So yeah, I'm surviving.
lots of electric use. That's always how it is. Well, tell us all about the brand new book, The Deep, A Tale Beyond the Waves. I'm excited. I love the cover, by the way. It's this cool, like, ocean look to it, like scary and I'm excited to hear all about it. Tell me all about The Deep.
Yeah, definitely. I was so excited to talk about it because it took me like several years actually to write it. I did a lot of research about the book and the details, like about marine life. When I started writing it, I didn't like have any idea about what I was writing. Like, I thought I knew everything about the ocean, but once you actually start to create the concept and the world, you notice that you need a lot to learn a lot about the elements of the ocean to give the reader the great experience of having a glimpse of that world. Mm. So the story is about a city under the ocean, and it's the main character will end up entering this world and discovering it, and he will end up learning more about himself actually than this world. So it has a lot of metaphors as well about a person's journey into not only the deep of the ocean, but also deep within themselves. Mm. So I guess it was like a journey even for me, because it took me several years to write it. So it actually, even I went myself through different phases in my life. So this book is a little bit close to my heart as well. Yeah, because it was this experience that took me several years to write it.
So, I mean, did you have a personal experience to write this book? I mean, I know you were talking about how it was kind of challenging. You didn't even know what you were going to write about in the first place. But I mean, what inspired it?
Actually, I had a friend that she had a diving accident.
Oh, wow.
And usually for me as an author, like usually when I hear ideas that are like outrageous or something that happened, I started, now she's well, that's good, like nothing happened to her. But when I heard the experience or what she went through, I was like really interested about what went on with her. And since then, I started to read about diving, and even for myself, I started actually snorkeling. I didn't think before about snorkeling or swimming in the ocean or the sea, but actually this story had inspired me to go and venture into that world. So after I heard her story, and I started writing several details about someone having a diving accident, like a certain character, I started writing like some notes about it and building like events happening around that incident. Mm-hmm. And it just developed into a story, and I got so much interested into continuing writing about it. And it ended up like in a way that I built a whole world around this incident.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's incredible. I mean, and also it's incredible you did your research by even going snorkeling yourself. I mean, how was that experience?
Wow, it was actually like nerve-wracking because for me, I usually like fear the ocean. Like,
yeah.
It's in my opinion, like, it's a place where it's out of your control. Everything is there is out of your control. You are out of your elements. We can't breathe underwater. You cannot like swim out of a whirlpool.
Oh, wow.
So it's a little bit challenging, you know, but I ended up like challenging that as well. Like, you develop as a person, you face new experiences and explore new things in life. So for me, I went above and beyond to write this story and to do the research. Like, even I would go to the library and read a lot, whatever information I can have about the ocean. So the reader can feel that they are really in that place, you know, because if you are a reader and you are reading about a world and then things doesn't seem that they're accurate, you know,
yeah.
You will feel that, I cannot relate to that place. I cannot feel that I'm really enjoying that story.
No, there needs to be some type of accuracy when you're writing, for sure. And I think that's really cool that you went off and You did your research on the book too. I mean, should we be scared of the ocean? Because I mean, for me, I feel like whenever I go to the beach, I'm horrified to go in the ocean because you don't know what's out there. We still even know what's out there.
you know, like you can have something like swimming by your side and you don't know, you didn't even notice that happened, you know? So like whatever, a shark, you know, and I have like a shark phobia as well. So this element is actually my story. This element is actually my story. Like I use that fear in my story. And the way I was able to describe it as well, I guess anyone who has the same fear or watched Jaws, they will be able actually to relate to that feeling. You know the movie Jaws?
Yes, I do.
So yeah, anyone who liked that movie might also enjoy this story as well.
Well, I mean, I for one, you know, that's the one thing that is just scary when you go into the ocean. It's just, you don't know what's out there. You don't know what's beneath you, you know, unless you obviously you're snorkeling, but you know, you don't know what's out there in the ocean too. So, I mean, adding that tale of mystery, really is really cool to add to your book too. Again, it's called The Deep, A Tale Beyond the Waves. Mariam, you know, when you were writing this book, tell us about some of the challenges, you know, what you were facing when kind of creating this you know, unique story.
Yeah. So apart from the environment itself, also the characters, I wanted to create characters that people can relate to even in that world. So they would have like everyday person's problem as well, even if they are like living with fish and all of that. So I wanted to create a world that it's relatable to the reader as well, and that they would enjoy. So some of the characters, they have themselves like their own conflicts with doing what they want in life, but things getting in their way. Mm-hmm. So it's like that, and experience normal human emotions like sadness, despair, and greed, everything, you know. So I had that problem with writing characters that they are immersed into that world, but at the same time they have relatable problems. So I wanted to create characters that can be witty, that can be sometimes mean, that can be like cheeky. And that was in itself a challenge in itself, to create a character that people would enjoy. It's a challenge on its own. So that was one of the challenges that I faced. Also with things like legends, because the story has some elements of sirens and like sea creatures, mythical sea creatures. So I had to discover that world as well of legends and myths. And I was reading like a little bit of Greek mythology, mm-hmm. because they had the sirens. They are the main culture that have discussed the sirens in details and all of that. So, yeah.
So when you were researching this book, you know, what was like the one thing that you kept on stumbling upon that you were like, okay, I need to add this to the book. This has to be in the book.
There was some like places in the ocean that are really interesting. So it's like the marine caves and the Mariana Trench as well. And there's the brine pools, which I need to explain those details because many readers like will not be familiar with or might not be familiar with. And it's like brine pools are a lake under the ocean actually. And I never heard of something like that before. So I was really like surprised that there's lakes under the ocean. Mm-hmm. So that's through my research, I was able to like discover things that are unimaginable under the ocean, you know?
Wow.
So there was like glowing creatures that they emit their own light, especially in deep places in the ocean. So these details that I wanted really to actually add it. And for me, I actually enjoyed even knowing those details, and I wanted the readers actually to live through them and enjoy them as well.
That's amazing. Well, you know, the book again is called The Deep, A Tale Beyond the Waves. The author is Mariam Sheriff. Mariam, where can people check out the book and where can they get their hands on it?
Through Amazon. They can actually find it on Amazon. It's until this moment, it's on Kindle Unlimited. So for this time, they can only find it on Amazon. But in the future, definitely it will be on other stores. And even if other stores are popular in other countries, they will be able to find it.
And if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can get it for free through Kindle Unlimited, which is pretty cool, too. That's always a good thing.
That's cool.
Mariam, what's the next thing you're going to be doing? What's the next big project?
Well, I'm working currently on a new project. It will be something in the desert. So it's something else other than the ocean. Many actually other readers, they told me, why don't you like start a sequel for The Deep? But I told them, like, for now, I'm excited to start something away from the ocean, because after a lot of research and after all that like effort, and I wanted to change to different world and to a different experience. It will be like an adventure also for me, you know, learning
cool.
new things.
But just make sure you bring water. If you can, if you're going to the desert.
Definitely.
I don't want you to die. Be careful out there.
They have enough water.
Mariam Sheriff, again, the book is called The Deep, A Tale Beyond the Waves. Mariam, thanks again for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.